Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. An anonymous woman said she bought a couch for $25. That's a hell of a deal, right? $25 at a store? Yeah, thrift store. And 4 years ago, she ended up finding a watch inside. She didn't think much of it until she looked. She's like, oh my gosh, wait a minute. I think it's a Rolex. And it is a Rolex. The watch was actually a genuine Rolex Daytona 6241 Paul Newman. I've never heard of that watch before. Have you?
A Rolex?
No, but this this particular one, a Paul Newman Daytona 6421 or 6241. It's worth $250,000.
Yeah, Rolexes are no joke.
When asked what she would do with the newfound fortune, the woman said, I think I'm going to get myself a house and a boob job. So, hey, get it, girl. Priorities. I do the same thing. All right, if you like money and you like Disney, this is for you. The company reviews.org is looking for someone to watch 30 Disney movies in 30 days. Anyone interested needs to fill out a questionnaire and submit a video review for their favorite Disney film. The chosen person will then watch 30 films in 30 days when Disney Plus launches on November 12th. If you want more information, I'm going to put it up on Joe's Need to Know News blog so you can apply. I'll put the link right there for you.
And this is awesome. I mean, 30 and 30, it's like just one a day. It's easy, simple math. It doesn't seem overwhelming at all.
No, you can probably do two in a day.
Easy.
Check the stipulations and the rules. Okay, I've heard about this happening and people like wanting to do it, but I've never actually heard of it actually happening. A cat tried to go on vacation with a couple by sneaking into one of their carry-on bags. The couple is flying from Isle of Man to New York when they were stopped by airport security. They were pulled into a side room and asked why a cat was inside one of their bags.
Whoops!
So they zipped it up and didn't notice the cat was in there. How do you not, poor chap, you got a cat. Wouldn't you notice if your cat was in your luggage?
I would definitely notice because I hate when he gets the hair all over my clothes.
Yeah, I want to go with you, poor chap. I want to go on vacation. They were confused at first, but then they realized the cat climbed in to the nearly empty bag after they were done packing. So that was kind of an interesting thing. I want to know more in the story. Like, did they have to go back?
I was wondering, did they get to take the cat? Because you can't really take, I mean, I would die if there was a cat on my plane because I'm definitely allergic.
You would, you're allergic.
Cats.
Like, could you be like, well, it's a support cat? Like, could you bring it on that way? Let's see. Netflix says they're monitoring accounts they believe are being shared and are looking into consumer-friendly ways of preventing you from doing it. But as of now, there's no actual changes in place. I know Porkchop talked about, like, you're allowed to share passwords.
We called Netflix to verify, and the official we talked to said you can up to so many people can share one Netflix password.
I guarantee you that will not be the rule for long.
You know what I mean?
Why? They want to crack down and get that money.
Because Netflix is on the decline because it had its hotness, it had its heyday, Netflix and chill, and now it's kind of, now they're like, maybe we shouldn't let people share. We need to make more money.
Well, I mean, you think it's on the decline? They're making some of the best content out there. I think it's just the fact that they're charging so much for it, like, and the people they're paying to do stuff, that's why they don't have money for it.
No, content's on point. It's just now they have competition. People are like, oh, what they're doing over there is working. It's just not like the new hotness that everyone has.
I still like it, though. I hope Netflix does not go anywhere, and I hope you guys are willing to share your passwords with me in case I get logged out of my mom's. So, that being said, finally, sports. Liv mentioned it earlier, but the Astros beat the Yankees 8-3, and now are one game away from the World Series. Justin Verlander will start Game 5 tonight in New York City. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Check it out online at joeandmackenzie.com, and we'll put a swipe-up link later on our Instagram story. Go follow us. It's Joe and Mackenzie. All right, song of the day. It's coming up next, and it's all about that money.
Ooh.
Speaking of which, Pork Chop, where's that $5 you owe me?
I bought you a bang the other day.
That was not the agreed-upon deal. That was a gift. I want my money, Pork Chop.